All the Stories of the Bible in a Year, as told by John Walsh. Brought to you by Gold's Gym. Today's story is The God Who Sees Me.
Sarai became concerned that she hadn't been able to have a child like the Lord promised. She said to Abram, "Go to bed with my slave Hagar. When she delivers a child, it'll be the same as if I had the child." Abram agreed, but as soon as Hagar became pregnant, she started acting like she was better than Sarai. This made Sarai angry. She said to Abram, "You're the one who's caused all my problems. You got my slave pregnant. Now she thinks she's better than me."
"She's your slave. Do what you want to with her."
So Sarai beat and humiliated Hagar until she finally ran away. She came to a spring of water and collapsed next to it. The angel of the Lord said, "Hagar, what are you doing?" "Oh, Lord, I'm running away from Sarai."
"Oh, no, you shouldn't do that. God has heard you. Go back and submit to Sarai, even if she beats you. You'll have a son, and you're to call him Ishmael. You'll have so many descendants, you won't be able to count them."
Hagar said, "I've seen the God who sees me." She named the spring the Well of the Living God Who Sees Me. She then went back and submitted herself to Sarai. When she gave birth to her son, Abram named him Ishmael, which means God hears.
For a more complete version of the daily story, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.